coming to you live Thursday night, Hawk, 10/21/2021. Perhaps I should just speak as if I have 3 or 4 hours to speak, because what I've been talking about for years is now starting to come to pass. But I get questions. It's like Brother Quayle said, and let me just stop right here. Lord Jesus, thank you for bringing Brother Quayle back on to his Steve Quayle Q-Files 2.0 to do his first live podcast the other day, all right? And although he's a little weak of voice, I'm telling you, it was so magnificently gratifying that the Lord Jesus has answered prayer and brought him back to the scene. Lord Jesus, pray for him right now is what we're doing, all right? And Lord Jesus, may you please provide Brother Steve Quayle with medical miracles and restore him back to health. And while you're at it, Lord Jesus, we pray for Shelley Dizdar, that she might be restored back to health and that you would remove the COVID from her and give her the medical miracles. And there's so many out there, Lord Jesus. And some that I've been getting also, no matter what you say, it's just incredible, is that there are others telling me that they are thanking you, Lord Jesus, and thanking me for getting everybody to pray for them, and that they've had magnificent response in their bodies, and they've had some good results, and they've come out and away from it. To be honest with you, the jarhead and the tray, God bless you and that you're doing better. And they know who they are, and you prayed for them with me. Lord Jesus, I'll tell you, your people out here are out here, and the ones that are out here that are really with you, they're very strong. And they don't have the fear like those that just say the words and go through the motions. Lord Jesus, you are the way, the truth, the light. You are our Savior. And if you have not availed yourself of him, ladies and gentlemen, then get on your knees and repent of your sins to Lord Jesus. Ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And he'll promise you, if you do that, you're sincere, everlasting life with him in heaven. If you're to lose your life here on this planet, or if you're in outer space or flying around the world in an aircraft or whatever it is, that if you're to lose your life, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal. That is the good thing. Right now, just another thing right now, Lord Jesus, if you would pray for the mother of a real good friend and listener out of Nebraska, if you would pray for the mother of this person, Lord Jesus, may you go to her. If it be thy will, Lord Jesus, will you provide her with medical miracles? And I say that because she is older, but that doesn't mean that she shouldn't have all of your blessing. If it be thy will, Lord Jesus, provide her with medical miracles and restore her to full health. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. So I'm so pleased that Brother Quayle is back on the scene. And keep praying for him. Pray to Lord Jesus on his behalf, pray that he provides him medical miracles. Okay. And I would also, at this time, I would pray for the good missionaries, the Noonamakers. Lord Jesus, I pray that you will provide them each with medical miracles as to their own particular cases, and that you restore them each back to full health and full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the passing of Russ Dizdar, you know that where he will be, and Brother Quayle addressed this, and oh, what a wonderful, if you do not have not signed up for Steve Quayle's Q-Files 2.0, then you might want to click on that at stevequayle.com, click on the Q-Files 2.0, and then sign up for it and take it if you haven't done that already, because Steve does give these wonderful things. That's where a whole lot of people did the nice fill-ins for Steve. I did one. Doug Hagman did another. Gary Haven, the Health Ranger, Mike Adams. There was another one or two that were done as well, too. So fantastic job was done by those people. And I did my best. So I'll tell you what. This is not going to go away. This is not going to change. This is not going to be made better. I do not believe. Although you still have to go and try to do the best things. And, you know, in terms of political standpoint. But if you saw the fabrications and the evasions and the lies of the current Attorney General, Eric Sturmbenfuhrer, Merrickless Garlando, If you wanted to see some stuttering and ducking and jiving and chuck-a-bucking and everything on there, you could have seen it today. And he's really glad that he still has got that out there. And that these meetings with the district attorney and all of the federal districts across the United States, with them and the FBI and those jurisdictions, the other DOJ and DHS people, to come after the parents. And, oh, yeah, he can lip service and say, oh, you're not, the parents are not the ones we're after. But, yes, he is after them, and they're having the meetings. They're setting it all up. And they're already under surveillance of people in your areas. I guarantee you. I'm going to tell you what. I'm going to read the first law. There's the first law right here. It was the Declaration of Independence. This formed our republic. This formed our nation. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizing its powers in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence indeed will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And accordingly, all experience has shown that mankind are more disposed, here I'll go into this voice, to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right, it is their duty, to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. That's the first law of the land. And I don't care who the dadgum attorney general or the hookin-pock of the hockin-knock or the lick-a-bick of the hookin-duka is. All right? These people that are now in power are attempting to destroy the United States. They're attempting to destroy your Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the laws, everything. Look how they let off McCabe. I mean, the Inspector General cited McCabe as having lied at least 3 times to his own FBI and to the Department of Justice. Those are 3 felonies, and they never charged him. They've let him go and given him back his pension. That is not, right. I would tell you, don't even talk to the FBI. Do not talk to the Department of Justice. Do not talk to the police, none of them, without an attorney present to sell them go fish. 5th Amendment. No talk. No counsel. I don't talk. And if they start to beat you, they start to rough you up, if they diesel you around with your legs shackled and your arms shackled, and make you crap and pee in your pants as they drive you all around the country and not give you any water or any food until they get you to the next facility. And then they wrap you up with the water hoses and everything in the showers at the next joint. Remember what they did years ago in the 70s, early 80s, to, I believe, the Idaho Republican Representative Hansen. He was dieseled around for thousands of miles. It destroyed his health. And then they denied him his medications for diabetes in there, and they fed him crap and the whole bit. Well, I'm going to tell you what. Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn, you know, he had some ideas, didn't he? But let's go on a theme here. This is what Harry Truman's had to say. Now, Harry, he might have progressed along certain lines, but he says this. He also wasn't a sissy, all right? He wasn't a socialist sissy, all right? Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, and that's what this garlic meritorious garlic pill is trying to do. The garlic pill, that's a good name for him. Because when you look at him, he looks like he's scrunching up his nose and his little mouth because he just can't stand the heat. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, it can only have one way to go, and that is down. Down the trail. I'm hard to read it because the ink faded, it's so old. I'm going to read. This is Harry Truman. Once a government is committed to the principle of silencing the voice of opposition, and is only one way to go, and that is down the trail of increasingly repressive measures until it becomes a source of terror to all its citizens and creates a country where everyone lives in fear. Harry S. Truman. And then you had old Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn. And I'm going to tell you, you just heed the words that I've been reading here to you, and how we burned in the camps later, thinking, what would things have been like if every security operative, when he went out at night to make an arrest, had been uncertain whether he would return alive and had to say goodbye to his family, or if during periods of mass arrests, as, for example, in Leningrad, that's St. Petersburg today, when they arrested a quarter of the entire city. I think they arrested back then probably about 200,000 people. People had not simply sat there in their lairs, paling with terror at every bang of the downstairs door and every step on the staircase, but understood they had nothing left to lose, and had boldly set up in the downstairs hall an ambush of a half a dozen people with axes, hammers, pokers, or whatever else was at hand, the organs would very quickly have suffered a shortage of officers and transport, and notwithstanding all of Stalin's thirst, the cursed machine would have ground to a halt if we didn't love Freeman enough. And even more, we had no awareness of the real situation. We purely and simply deserved everything that happened afterward. Now, he got out of the gulags, but here is where we're at, and here's the people that are working directly for Lucifer, the Lightbringer, and his fallen angels, throughout the top people in the high Masonic, in the high secret societies, in the highest levels of world banking, financial structures, and religions, and governments, and militaries, and intelligence agencies. And this is from Albert Pike. And if you don't believe it, go, and you're a Mason, and you think everything is lovey-dovey, Just go to your library and say, hey, do you have that Albert Pike book, Morals and Dogma? I really would like to read that. I've heard he's the guy that created the 33rd degree. The Third World War. This is one of three letters he sent to Giuseppe Mazzini, the head of European Freemasonry, back in 1871. The Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world. The war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and the political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists. That's the people who want to tear it all down. Make it nil, make it nihilist. They want to tear it all down. They got no plan. And the atheist, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror shall show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil. Then everywhere, see, this is what we're already starting to experience. It ain't even got there quite yet. Then everywhere the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude, disillusioned, Pike says, not me, Pike says, with Christianity, whose deistic spirits and from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, then they will receive the true light. Now, this is interesting, because I'm going to tie this in. They will receive the true light through universal manifestation, interesting, of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. Now, let me tell you something. You have to look at the operative words here at the end. We'll receive the true light through the universal manifestation, okay, of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out in the public view. Well, let me ask you something. If you haven't seen it, you can go to Stu Peters' show and Dr. Carrie Madej, or I think it's also at North Carolina, the North Carolina Renegade has posted that, and other people have posted it. And look at the videotape of the interview of Stu Peters and Dr. Carrie Madej. And she has found more stuff in the thing. She's doing some stuff with Project Veritas, is going to be bringing it all out. Inside these vaccines, which they have gotten vaccine vials, still sealed from the factories, she had Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. And in there, I mean, we've talked about some of these as other doctors have talked about them, talking about the Hydra vulgaris. This Hydra is the, interestingly enough, is a little tiny microorganism that looks like a little shrimp or something with the little tentacles. But if you cut one of those tentacles off, two grow back, or it grows back. If you blend it up in a blender, she says, then 100 of them grow back, okay? You can't kill this thing, and this has been, apparently, one of the hopes in the research of the transhumanist. In other words, to make you into something that is no longer human, that is no longer what the Lord made, okay? Now, there's been DNA altered by the fallen angels in the past. They're starting to do it already again. And here's the deal. This Hydra vulgaris, if that's there, and then it also has little neural networks that they have where they can talk to each other, like neurons, let's say. And she also talks about how in the one vaccine, there's these round rings that are in there, and they're tied on like fibers, and these round rings start to extrude some kind of a translucent material. And then she says that that's looking like they're nanobots, all right? Well, as you're going ahead and looking at this thing, you have stuff that's growing, and then it starts to grow and form these matrix-like things. And then there's other things that she's found in the vaccine or the shot that are like little fibers, okay? And remember the fibers that were coming out of people, the orange and blue fibers back from the chemtrails and all that? That may have been some kind of a tie-in. But let's just say that microscopically in the blood, and you can see them on the video and the pictures of them, and I've talked about other people who have done some of the things. The German scientist, she found a lot of this stuff. Dr. Tenpenny's found, Sherry Tenpenny's found a lot. Other people have found a lot. So, it seems as though you have it in these vaccines that they're growing stuff inside you, and then this one carbon nano-like tube arranges itself like into a line or a tube, like a tube thing, and then it apparently, when acted upon, and we've talked about this on the graphene oxide, how it holds a bioelectric charge in the pegylated lipids. We've discussed that on air here numerous times. Pegylated, P-E-G-Y. L-A-T-E-D, pegylated lipids, which are allegedly made by Sinopeg, S-I-N-O-P-E-G, P-E-G, a corporation of allegedly in Red China, who produces those for Pfizer and maybe Moderna, according to the researcher and the pharmaceutical researcher who used to work for Pfizer, allegedly, Karen Kingston, okay? Now, but these Hydra vulgaris, these are the things that are like, sort of like, that can continually to create stuff. Now the idea was, well, maybe you could grow your hand back if it was cut off with this. And maybe it would regrow the body if a part went bad, you see. But the fact is, maybe all of a sudden you have five hands. Maybe you got 16 eyeballs and you look like the, you know, a heavy monster from the planet Hookadook or something, all right? So, it's changing you as you get this stuff inside you. And what she says, specifically, Dr. Carrie Madej, who is an internal medicine specialist, she says that it can be acted upon from outside of the body via frequency or the 5G or other frequency generation and or possibly, oh, light, frequencies of light, okay? Now, did you see the Aurora Borealis or the Aurora the other day was shown as purple surrounding the Earth. Purple. Now, as I recall, if you recall, purple is the new color revolution color that Hillary wore, you see. And then all the TV network guys started wearing purple ties. No matter how conservative they sounded, they had the purple tie on. They were secretly for Hillary back in those days. All right? And even after Hillary lost and Trump beat her, they were still wearing the purple. Well, the purple then, you see, it's got all kind of connotations, and it's what is going on is that Lucifer would like to counterfeit the messiahship of Lord Jesus. But see, he needs all the devil power he can get, because he is no longer favored by our Father in heaven. He was cast out by Archangel Michael. Gabriel and the archangels that belong to our Father in heaven and Lord Jesus. They're thrown down. This isn't about to happen. This already happened. Alright? The devil is out there, you see. Oh, there's other planets and places he can go. And then one of the planets where he had a throne got burst and popped. And Brother Gag Evenson, who I know is training up probably right now in heaven to got his angel jump boots on to try to sneak in with the archangels and just do a halo jump, okay? A halo jump right from heaven to come in and fight against the evil when it comes time at Har-Megiddo. Greg, if you're up there, brother, and I know you are, hello to you, brother. And anybody who knows Liz, his loving wife, send her a card, give her a call. Liz Evenson. A better shot than her husband, Greg, as he used to say. And may the Lord Jesus protect her against all evil and provide her with everything she needs in superabundance to survive and to thrive in this time. So, this idea of the light coming from outside, Lucifer, light, Lucifer the light bringer, Lucifer, luz, it's luz electrica in Espanol, luz electrica, electric light. So, if light can be done as some kind of solar emission that then causes a purple aurora all over the planet. And then also there's other frequencies. I see them now, thanks to my good buddy in Minnesota and a couple others, one in New York and a couple others that watched the Mimic with me a lot. That's M-I-M-I-C from University of Wisconsin. It's the specialized tropical moisture sensing stuff, but it shows you in advance certain things, as we've talked about, and the use of electromagnetic frequencies and weapons and the harps and all the different stuff. We're getting a lot of it now out of the Russian base up in the Arctic. There's a lot of fallen angel stuff is coming out of the Antarctic, huge amounts of energy. But I'm seeing that more at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. And then because they know we watch, then they kind of taper it down. But then that starts the things and then starts weather patterns and what have you. Then they use other things, tunneling lasers and other frequency generators and ionospheric heaters, the harp-like devices, which Brother Quayle, God bless Brother Quayle, he found out that there was over 72 of them that the United States either controlled directly and outright or owned or participated with a host country in around the globe. 72 of these Tesla howitzers, atmospheric heaters, ionospheric heaters, harp-like devices, okay? Which not only can they alter weather, cause earthquakes, but they can, by widening the beam or narrowing it, they can narrow it down to one household or one person sitting in a back bedroom or laying in the bed. They can widen it out to a neighborhood or to a region or a town, and they can then broadcast a frequency there. It's in the harp patents that Brother Quayle read on the air back in the 90s when he had Brother Nick Begich on. And Nick Begich, I've talked to him several times. Independence, Missouri, Green Valley, Missouri, for hours, okay? And if you listen, Nick, I was the guy that when you had the Flanagan neurophone there and you were talking to different people and you were showing that, how that worked, I was there and sat there and talked with you with Tinker Spain and some others. Oh, my friend, the veterinarian from the brilliant guy from Campos, Colorado. But anyway, this idea that these can be impacted from the outside, and then, as Dr. Madej said, it's also actually showing some of these carbon nanotubes or these little nanobots creating little, like, receivers or little terminals and things for communication or for doing stuff inside the body. And that signals or intentions or commands could be given. That's why we probably are already starting to see this Borg, B-O-O-R-G, likeness of mind, the strong delusion among those that have taken the two spike jabs or the booster or the two boosters or whatever. And it's like you can't talk to them. And they hate you because you haven't taken it because you're threatening them, yet their shots wear out in 5 months, apparently, according to the recent things. And the very fact they have to do it, and all these vaccines are made by the same people. I mean, Fauci's involved with Moderna, allegedly, and Pfizer and all of them. And they're making vaccines for something that the gain of function research created by funding from Fauci and through Ecolab and Dasik and all these guys into the Wuhan lab. In China, they created bioweapon. And it's a bioweapon that's designed initially to take control so that 7 billion people can be killed on this planet and have only 500 million Georgia Guidestones existing in harmony and perpetuity. Ba 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 ba. That's Luciferian claptrap. Well, I'm going to tell you what. You put on the full armor of God. Then you put on your own body armor and PASGAT armor too. All right? You get your K-bar knife. You get your Tommy Hawk. And all your good stuff. You get your fighting rifle, your two pistols. You got also another boot knife. And you got the knife in your belt that you pull out. And you got the stick jab knife. And you get ready and you stand in the gap. And when they come for you, you don't back up. You go at them. Go at them and you go to them and you say, there's power in the blood of Jesus. There's power in the blood of Jesus, and we're going to stand against you, evil piece of crap. We're going to stand against you, and we're going to take you and scatter you to the wayside. We're going to take you down. We're going to harry your supply lines. We're going to come straight at you with the military might, with whatever it is we got. And I'll tell you what, pretty quickly here now, and I'm going to tell you, the Lucy's better fear for this. Pretty quickly, we're going to have about 300,000 of the top best military people in the United States are going to get fired because they don't want to take hydrovulgaris and nanocarbon tube crap and all kind of alien substances into their body that will destroy them and make them subject to command of mind, body, and spirit. And the capture of the soul by the Luciferian artificial intelligence. That's what we got doing. And I'm not running out to talk to everybody who's been jabbed and telling them, oh, you're wrong, ba 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 ba. But I'm going to tell you what, they're probably going to die, and they're already under strong delusion. I hate to just say it straight. Brother Quayle talked about me the other day saying, old Hawk got him a K-bar knife, and he comes right at you. He doesn't mess around. Well, I don't mess around because I work for the Lord Jesus. I work for Lord Jesus. I was called on his behalf by the Archangel Michael and Gabriel. I was shown wonderful, beautiful things in the realm of angels, hearing that melodic, beautiful sound of the angelic language. I was asked if I was afraid. I said no. And then Michael gave me the secret anointing and download of stuff that has allowed me then to go to strike two things I do. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, and secondarily to warn the remnants, those with eyes to see and ears to hear of what might be coming and how they might protect or survive against it. So then Dr. Madej showed a picture of a blood clot. Of a blood clot that was taken out of somebody, and it looked like a red tree. Like a red tree, like a really like bark almost, red bark, that was about 4 or 5 inches long. And it had all the elements of like a tree, okay? Or, listen to me, or coral. Coral. Okay? This dadgum stuff, this Hydra stuff and these other things, they're putting in there. But if that means that Lucifer the Lightbringer can impact that and that this is AI adapted, remember when I told you that I had a good source, a true, honest source, who happened to be in Wuhan when they turned on the high 5G stuff or 6G or whatever it was, and how that he could feel the hair on the back of his neck and head and all over his body stand up, and there was a force vibrating in the air. Well, when they do that, it looks like the Lucys and those who work for him, work for Lucifer himself and who work for the fallen angels and the big banker types and the heads of certain large churches and stuff out of militaries and intelligence agencies and governments who are trying to get your children and jab them with these alien hydras and these alien nanotube structures and all of this stuff. Why do you want to put that into kids? I'm going to tell you. You got to take that, basically that video I'm talking to you about, and any others you can find on the same thing. They're not on basically on Facebook anymore. You ain't going to see them on YouTube or any of that. You're going to see them in the different ones, you know, the other type of venues. But just send them to your newspaper. Send them to this one. Send them to that one. Send them to your governor, your state senator, your state representative. And see what they have to say, because I'll tell you, get it out, you start to get it out, because they're starting to get scared now. Because a lot of people have started to know, they may have, like they said in the movie, screwed the pooch, okay? The Right Stuff. It was the movie The Right Stuff. So, we're getting all these things coming down the line. Huge amounts of energy is being used to do the continued rumbling and eruptions of the volcano in La Palma, Canary Islands, Cumbre Vieja. I still think that thing is going to blow. It's already blown and it's continuing to blow, and the lava flows are huge. They're going into the sea. I think that the weight of that stuff is going to pull that shelf off, or if necessary, in the course of what's getting ready to happen, a taking out of the United States of the Eagle, which then will allow Russia to go into the Ukraine and Red China to go into Taiwan, into Japan, into South Korea, into Vietnam and other places, Thailand, and take all of Asia again. Without Red China Joe, who's bought for $1.45 billion, don't you know? Allegedly, through his big son Hunter and his brother and all the different ones that do the business of the Red China Joe Beijing family. But you see, you still got the Joker Tut somewhere in the background pulling some strings, you know? The Joker Tut, Lizard Man Obama. So we don't know who the Antichrist is yet. There are several of them, I'm sure, sitting there, but there's a lot of them still bucking for the job. We might know who the false prophet is, but I'll leave that up to you to figure that out. We might do that, but, I mean, Pelosi went to see him, and Biden's getting ready to go to see him, and they're going to have this big meeting in Scotland, you see. Scotland, where the Scottish Rite Freemasonry was started, you see. And you say, well, Hawk, how come you say that about that? I've read Albert Pike's book. It used to be at, and depends on the book, it might be on about page 312, but that may not be correct in some printings. And Albert Pike says, tell it to the men of the 30th, 31st, and 32nd degrees that the God we worship is not Adonai, but is Lucifer the Lightbringer. What's that tell you about the highest levels of Freemasonry? Huh? So, we've got a scenario here now where we've got Cumbre Vieja getting ready to go, and if that thing goes, 100 to 300 foot tall tsunami, maybe two of them as it goes back and forth. You see what I'm saying? Maybe it keeps erupting and keeps something going, and it goes back and forth and bounces this way and that way. But at least one from a Swiss model I saw a number of years ago, because Brother Quayle and I have been talking about this for years. And the first year so I was on the show, 2004, I talked to you about where there was an attempt by the Russian Spetsnaz swimmers to blow that thing with nuclear weapons, like a James Bond Thunderball sort of plot. And that there was a fight underground, under the water, between, I believe, Navy SEALs and the Russians. And that the SEAL unit was not available for radio traffic. And they tried to find them and tried to find them. They were calling out every 10 to 15 minutes looking for them on all different frequencies. And finally, some MMB came out of Puerto Rico, some Night Stalker types, and went and picked them up, you see. Picked up some wounded and took them back to Puerto Rico to get the patch up. Or took their remains back for proper burial. So this has been going on a long time. But now, at this point in time, with Red China Joe willing to go along with the devil, don't you know? Of course, he's a good Catholic. He's for abortion. I mean, this is just beyond belief. I mean, it's just crazy. So, when you got all of this, you got the economics at the highest point in terms of the stock market. You got inflation going out the wazoo, and you're finding ever decreasing amounts of goods with ever increasing demand. And you've got now off they've supposedly fixed, LA and Long Beach. No! Now there's over 100 ships out there with 10 and 12 and 20 a day arriving. If you do not have at least a year, but if you could have an ideal amount, if you could have 3.5 years of long-term storage food, canned goods, all kind of stuff, water purification equipment, medical supplies, all of the different things on the good quality list. Dare to Pair, Holly Deo, Dare to Prepare, No Such Thing as Doomsday by the Hoags. Excellent books. Emergency Essentials, Ready-Made Resources out of Tennessee. Good man there. You can go to Steve Quayle's website, click through to that. They've got lists. NitroPack has lists. All the different ones have lists. You start to go down on the food, the water, the medical supplies, the general supplies, all the different things, and start to check off and get them as you can. Go ahead and get them. They're not going to be cheaper next week, let alone a month from now, if we have the month. Because I don't know if we do. Because, you see, they're taking out of service all these train cars in the Amtrak. Well, they're taking out some of the subway cars and stuff on the lines in D.C. Well, why? Because they're going to use those to transport the big dukers, the big hot dogs, and their staff into the mountains, okay, and away from the coastlines. We're getting all kind of people saying, hey, the government is starting to get a little scared about La Palma. They're getting a little scared about the red Chinese circle of the earth, the hypersonic. Well, the Russians have already had that and been dealing with it, and then they've got La Bamba, the Tsar Bamba. Okay? They can dial that thing up, and they said, old Putin said, that he could deliver one and take out all of Texas with one bomb. And then ours, we tried at Kodiak, Alaska, apparently, to do this. We had this technology long time ago, and we're working on it, and we're the leaders in it. And I guarantee you, old Clinton, probably Georgie Bush prior to that, and Clinton prior to that, after that, George Herbert Walker Bush, who had been a red Chinese ambassador. A New World Order type, where they gave the Chinese carte blanche. And then after that, you had Obama and different people giving the store away. I mean, how do you think they got all the stealth aircraft? How do you think they got their J-20 fighter and all their big new bombers and all their stuff? They sent people to Annapolis to the Naval Academy. I remember telling you about that in the year 2005 when somebody told me that they were being brought in and then sent the military academy and also Annapolis and also the other military academies, but primarily to the Naval Academy, and then also to the Coast Guard Academy, and that they used to fly the red Chinese flag right up there all along. And they wanted to know how to operate carriers, aircraft carriers. So they bought them one, they bought them two, all right? They bought a Russian one with the up ramp, you know, and they refitted that. I think they've got another one or so now. But now they've got submarines. Because why? Because along the way, traitorous son of a bucks in the United States military and the government gave the crap to them in exchange for them buying more of our bonds and treasury bills because we gave the jobs and the factories away to them. And then meanwhile, in this country now, you got Walmart training their people saying that anybody there that is white is racist and has a white supremacy attitude and bearing that they're wrong, okay? Well, the top people in Walmart are white, you know? Sam Walton was white. But you see, that's not what it's about. This is all about, and it is about a myriad of areas of attack. Lucifer is a very precise, and I was going to say also inside the blood and the body, when you get some of these things, they're starting to make a crystalline or coral-like matrix structure, a crystalline-type matrix structure. All right? Well, you know, as I recall, I remember years ago that I had a vision of a planet that was crystalline almost. It was like buildings that were crystalline, and I saw giant screens that were showing the earth like Emperor Ming saw it in the, yes, Brother L'Oreal, yes, Brother Clinton gave him the L'Oreal, all the stuff. But that ain't all he gave me. He gave him all of Lawrence Livermore, as well as all of that. He gave him all of Los Alamos, as well as that. But anyway, this place was like crystalline, okay? And I realized that this was the place where Lucifer lived. And then talking with Greg Evenson, and he said that there had been a planet where it had been destroyed, or Rahab, or whatever, and that part of Lucifer's throne may have been thrown onto Mars. And then, accordingly, from what Greg said, he was trained to go up there to look for it. See, I've known other people besides Greg. I knew another person who'd been to Mars. It just ain't what it seems, baby, you know? It's like, like in the movie Shooter, you know, where they go down to visit the old guy in Tennessee who was the one that had been involved in the Kennedy shooting and who buried this such and such, the bodies out at Terra Lingua, you know, and he checks Gunny Highway, or not Gunny Highway, but he checks Gunny's hands to see if he's a working man or a city man, and he says, things just ain't like they seem, are they, Gunny? Well, let me tell you something. Lord Jesus told you, Matthew 24, Luke 21, told you in the revelations he made to John of Patmos. He tells you in John 14 about if you want to see him, what you do. You want to see him? You want him to be manifest to you? Go read John 14. I've read all the scriptures to you that I can, that the Lord and the archangels and stuff focused me on. I'm not about to do the reading. I was targeted for certain things to show you a certain story. I've been doing it now for 17 years. And Lord Jesus says, you know, I know the people you say, huh? You say, give me a new scripture, you know, every night when you pray. And I tell you, they ain't got done with the ones I gave them already for you to tell them about. You better go out. You better buy food. Water purification, medical supplies. You got to have stuff for the fish tanks, you know what I'm saying? The horses need that apple flavor of the ivermectin, you know? I mean, it's a whole lot of stuff that could be gotten. And you need to start paying attention. I don't have 3 hours to talk nice to you. I got 1 hour to try to jam in as much possible stuff in one quick hour as I can do. You want to keep old Hawk in the air, and I hope you do. And believe me, anything is most needed or wanted. Because I tell you, it just gets pretty tough anymore for me. It can be sent to Hawk. It could be Federal Reserve notes. It could be a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold. It could be a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. You can email me at radiohawk777@hotmail.com. Email radiohawk777@hotmail.com. All lowercase, you see. I was going to tell you also some other sources of food and some different things that you need to do. Look into is sprouting. You can do the sprouting of the greens. Look for sprouting kits that you can buy right online. Get them quick. You can probably find some locally, but you can continually sprout and get yourself some high quality food right in your home. You can also raise mushrooms on logs. There's various types of mushrooms, oyster and different types that you can raise, on Mars and on Mars in on logs, in jars, and in other substances, and they send you the spawn and whatever, and they tell you how to do it, and you do that, you can get yourself some good quality mushrooms that are of a known quality and a known type that are not poisonous, and they can be grown for food. I would tell you also to look into hydroponic systems where you can grow greenery and stuff. There's a neat stuff that's available out there also that you could look into where you have hydroponic stuff in terms of vegetables and greens, lettuces and different things that are growing in a water that is a specialized water that has nutrients in it, but that in the water also you have different fish, and that the fish then are in a perpetual cycle, you see, to where they are in there, and then the nutrients are going to the plants, and you see it's like a continuous thing. You feed the fish, and the fish feed, use their waste that fertilizes the plants. You eat the plant, it's like a continuous thing. Look into permaculture systems. I mentioned the other night, alcohol can be a gas too. Permaculture. Alcohol can be a gas too. Just type that in a search engine, you'll get a whole realm of things that are really quite interesting. The other thing I was going to tell you can build a root cellar pretty easy in a little side of a hill, or you can make a cave in the backyard and then hump up, mound the dirt up, and that kind of stuff. But don't go into their Luciferian knife without a fight. Stand for Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights. Stand for your family. Don't give them these jabs of all this alien technology and hydrobulgaris in the jab to change your DNA and to kill you. Stand against it. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus, against the enemies of America. Bendango Rangers, I know you're ready, and old Mickey Lapua. Mickey, I'm glad you're getting better yourself and your whole family from the COVID. May the Lord protect you against all evil and continue to provide you powerful weapon. Road and track, and little L. May Lord Jesus protect you because he loves you. So do your mom and your dad. That's what they got to say.